Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States seeking the quick adoption of a UN Security Council draft resolution that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile program. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's two intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28, which showed North Korea may have the capacity to propel a missile to the U.S. mainland and much of Europe. Diplomats, after several weeks of negotiations between the United States and China, say the Security Council is moving closer to a vote. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told reporters he's increased the number of active leak investigations in an effort to stem the tide of classified information being released to the media by people in the Trump administration, intelligence community, and other government entities.
This nation must end this culture of leaks. We will investigate and seek to bring criminals to justice. We will not allow rogue anonymous sources with security clearances to sell out our country.
Sessions said he and President Trump condemned in strongest terms the staggering number of leaks. He says they undermine the ability of the government to protect the country. Top U.S. intelligence officials refusing to back down over concerns about Russia. U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency director told a small group of reporters the values of Washington and Moscow are not aligned naturally. Despite such warnings and other high-ranking officials saying similar things, Mr. Trump has pushed for improved ties with Moscow. This is VOA News. Mikhail Saakashvili, since last week the world's only stateless former president, says he could have remained safely in the U.S. or perhaps settled with his family in his wife's home nation, the Netherlands, but instead the former Georgian leader, who last week was stripped of his adoptive Ukrainian citizenship, turned up without notice in Poland, where he stands at risk of being deported to Georgia to face criminal charges that he says are politically motivated. Rwandan President Paul Kagame leads the presidential elections with more than 99%, according to the country's election commission. After voting on Friday, this voter sounded an optimistic tone.
I cannot say who is going to win, but I think everybody will be, it depends the how people they are comfortable by the campaigns, what each candidate said. And it's the job of the Electoral Commission to publish who will win the election.
Rwanda's Electoral Commission said more than 80% of the country's 6.9 million registered voters went to the ballot box during Friday's election. World Health Organization says a campaign to provide anti-malaria drugs to hundreds of thousands of young children in northeast Nigeria will prevent thousands of deaths from this waterborne disease. Lisa Sline reporting now from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports it has provided anti-malaria drugs to nearly 900,000 children aged 3 months to 5 years out of a child population of 1.1 million in areas formerly held by Boko Haram militants. The director of WHO's Global Malaria Program, Pedro Alonso, tells VOA the agency has completed the first round of an emergency approach to quickly stop the disease from striking a fatal blow. He says the drug both clears the parasites that might already have invaded the child system and provides protection for the next 3 to 4 weeks. He says about 10,000 lives will be saved by providing anti-malaria drugs to the same 900,000 children every month until November, when the period of high transmission will be over. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Venezuela's new legislative super body set to convene today. The controversial Constituent Assembly expected to rewrite the Constitution, possibly give new powers to the ruling Socialist Party. Installation of the Constituent Assembly could intensify a political crisis that has brought 4 months of protest and left at least 120 people dead, hundreds of others jailed. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
is Russ Davis welcoming you to another hour of Jazz America. And on this edition of the program here on VOA1, Ben Allison, the great young New York-based bassist, is our special guest, and we're celebrating him and New York. New York has been an inspiring place for many a jazz musician. And Ben Allison is one of the latest to set up shop in the Big Apple, as they call it, to make jazz history in the modern age. He's done a lot of that in the last few years, and his latest release is Layers of the City, inspired by New York. And we'll give you some conversation I enjoyed with him at the Jazz Standard in New York City as he debuted this album for the crowd there. And we'll also give you more music inspired by New York and made in New York. Case in point, here's Chick Corea with his composition, Central Park. To begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America with this cut from his album, Secret Agent.
It's Omega from my box of four. I got news to use, got the weather report. Where's the sport? Used to be sharp, now it's black bar. Slayer Mike sends DJs to bring parts. If you with it, yeah. Right now, live is hit it. And every style I drop, y'all probably spit it. I stay fire, New York straight to dire. So HM, where in the wire? Play it, coast to best, go chest to chest. To the 125th Street, Congress. Why you piece the rest, go and test the press. To the 125th Street, Congress. Play it, coast to best, go chest to chest. To the 125th Street, Congress. Why you piece the rest, go and test the press. To the 125th Street, Congress. Peace to rest, go and test the press. To the 125th Street, Congress. Play it close to best, go chest to chest.
Music from the great band Weather Report, updated by DJ Logic, the great DJ and musician with an updated remix version of the Weather Report classic 125th Street Congress, all about the hustle and bustle of the main street in Harlem, 125th Street, Uptown Manhattan. We're celebrating New York, and we're celebrating Ben Allison and his new release, Layers of the City. This week here on VOA's Jazz America, we'll hear another cut from that album after we talk with him further about the inspiration of New York. It's not all hustle and bustle. Sometimes it's kind of cerebral, too. Here's Mr. Allison to give us some thoughts on that. Let's get down to Layers of the City.
From my first record until now, I've been heavily influenced by the sounds of New York. I mean, you know, when you're coming home late at night, or if you're up early in the morning, you will hear a garbage truck coming up and somebody throws a bunch of stuff in there and there's this beautiful crunch, and then there's the sounds of people talking, and then there's a car that goes by with music from almost anything that you could ever imagine. And New York is extremely vibrant. There are people from all over the world who live here and now call New York their home. There's this rich history. So yeah, I mean, that can't help but influence your approach to music. I think that's why so much great music has come out of our city, is that there's just this kind of confluence of culture and perspectives. And because I'm a musician, for me, sound is the big thing. So I love sound, and I everything that I hear affects my music, and that's how I express myself, is through sound. So,
you know, also in the music on this album, it doesn't have that kind of hard groove that a lot of people think of when they think of New York. Take the A train or Central Park West or instead, there's a flow, there's a cerebral nature to this music. Some thoughts about that?
Well, sometimes when people come to New York from outside of New York, it can feel overwhelming because they are experiencing the kind of energy we talked about before, all the movement and the action and the sounds and the noises and the colors. But if you live here for a while, I've been living here since the late 80s, you get into a kind of a groove and you feel a slower pace. And so, this new album, yeah, you're right. There's some stuff that's pretty stretched out in terms of the pace of it. That actually exists here. Sometimes you have to detach yourself from the mania to hear that slower pace. But I'm an experienced New Yorker, so I'm used to doing that, and I feel that slower pace when I need to, and I really enjoy it. And so, yeah, that's reflected in the music.
Yes, indeed. The slower side of the pace of New York City life reflected in the song Blowback from Layers of the City, Ben Allison. Now, here's another song inspired by a taxi ride zipping through the streets of New York. It's called simply NYC, New York City. Steps Ahead and Mike Mignieri on Jazz America from VOA1. Well, that was a very cinematic kind of song, wasn't it? Couldn't you see yourself in the back of a taxi sliding back and forth as the taxi flies through the streets everywhere from downtown next to the harbor to Chinatown through Midtown and all the way up to Harlem and across the river to the Bronx? Cinematic, indeed. NYC steps ahead. Hope you enjoyed that. More coming up with our celebration of Layers of the City, the new release from bassist Ben Allison, inspired by his life in New York. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com.
And here's a message I received not long ago. It comes from Solomon Fabishara from Accra, Ghana, with the subject line, "Very good things, cool things." I like that. "Hello, Jazz America. I listen to your show program on Sundays. I would like to have the link that you talked about to your other radio show program. And I sent Solomon the link so that he could listen to Jazz America, and you can have it too anytime you want. It's posted on my own personal 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week modern jazz radio channel, Moja Radio. So just simply go to Moja Radio, MOJARADIO.com, and click on the VOA logo, and you'll be taken right to the place where you can see all the songs that are playing and a player that you can click on to hear the show. Now, let's do a little bit of New York club hopping, shall we? This is when you go from club to club to hear jazz. We're going to hear some music from Birdland on 52nd Street, Swing Street, from the old days, is where Birdland used to be. But first, we're going to go up to Harlem to a place called the Woodside. That was the club where Count Basie and his orchestra used to rehearse down in the basement, then come up to play in the club at the Woodside Hotel in Harlem. Here's the song dedicated to that place, "Jumpin' at the Woodside," Count Basie celebrating New York with us on VOA's Jazz America.
We're at Cafe Society, but we're jumping at the Woodside.
jazz club where we went to Pat Beat. Down on 52nd Street, everybody heard that word that they named it after Bird, where the rhythm swooped and swirled, the jazz corner of the world, and the cast they gigged in there were beyond compare.
Most every fan of jazz vocalizing would say that the four incredible singers that were Manhattan Transfer and are Manhattan Transfer were certainly the second coming of Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross. They're equal and in some ways maybe even greater. Their popularity all around the world, just amazing. Birdland from their album Extensions, taking the song of Joe Zawinul and Weather Report, giving it lyrics and turning it into a jazz classic. Celebrating the club Birdland, which is now on the west side in Midtown Manhattan, but used to be right in the center of Midtown on 52nd Street, where so many famous jazz clubs were. Called Swing Street. Before that, we heard the man from Red Bank, New Jersey, William Count Basie, right across the river from New York City is where he came from. Now let's return to the music of a New Yorker since the late 80s, as he told us earlier, the great bassist, composer, producer, band leader, record company owner, and a gentleman who definitely puts together lots of great projects for the New York scene and all the musicians here, Mr. Ben Allison. We'll talk to Ben, then hear more music from his new release, Layers of the City. Now let's get into more of a general nature with a question I want to ask about the current nature of jazz itself, if you will, to be so general about that.
Really, jazz is this fusion music. It's African-American culture, writ large. But at this point in the history, the diaspora of that is so broad, so influential, so wide, and it encompasses so many different subgenres that the debate over whether or not we should try to define this narrowly, I think is, in my opinion, it's essentially over. It already is an internationally recognized art form. Mm-hmm. It's something that's meaningful to a lot of people all over the world. They each have their own take. And isn't that a good thing? I mean, don't we want to bring more people into the fold? Don't we want to say, all right, Thelonious Monk, you have touched me in a way that I don't even know you, but you touched me in a way that is so meaningful and so deep and so personal. I want to show the world what my takeaway from that is. That music seeped into my soul. I'm living with it, and this is what I'm bringing out, and this is how it influenced me. Every corner of the globe, everybody has their own take on the art form. What we all have in common is a reverence for the people who created the music initially, but also the spirit of what they did, which was a spontaneous conversation and a kind of fearless drive to move the music forward and to say something personal that's of the moment that reflects what they do in their time, in their era. And there's nothing that's less valid about this person doing it versus that person doing it. I mean, they're talking about their time, their culture, their scene. I think it's all good. As long as somebody is honest with their art and as long as they're improvising, as I said, and there's this kind of group interplay going on, which I think is the hallmark of the music, then I call it jazz.
And I call this music from Layers of the City by Ben Allison, modern jazz at its finest. Here's The Detective's Wife, which was named by his son, by the way, he mentioned, in the concert at the Jazz Standard. On Jazz America, from VOA1. and Michael Brecker and that host of incredible musicians who came from all over to be part of the Brecker Brothers Band. That's the title cut from the album Strap Hangin', and a little bit of that hustle and bustle of New York in the end of that song. And strap hangin', in case you don't know what that means, that's when you're riding the subway in New York and you're holding on to that strap to try to stay upright if you're standing up, while the train goes left to right and left to right and zips underneath the city of New York. This is Russ Davis. I hope you've enjoyed our celebration of New York and jazz, and I hope you'll join me next week for more Jazz America.